Dead Simple with Steve Berard.
Talk about a game that goes even further to evoke that old school feeling and see how it came to be after a troubled development cycle. Thanks for listening.
When I wrote that part of the script from the last episode, I had a specific game in mind, Ion Fury. It's made in this janky semi-3D engine from the 1990s, but it came out in like 2017. It got an expansion this year. It's actually easy to talk about and has a simple enough to follow, interesting enough story that I could have told about a weird troubled development because of some rights issues. That's not what we're talking about today. In a way, I almost wish it was. The weekend after I recorded that bit from the last episode, I bought a game on Steam that I'd been hearing people tell me to buy for months called Cruelty Squad. And as I write this, the day after buying it and playing it all the way through, I feel like I need therapy, but I can't afford therapy, so this is the next best thing. But in order to truly convey this game's gravity, I need an outsider perspective. My brain has rotted to its core from Monster Energy drinks, 100 Gex, bad taste, and memes. I need someone untainted. Someone far removed enough from all of that that they can approach this with as closed a mind as possible. Naturally, I went and grabbed the oldest person in the house at the time and had them watch the gameplay trailer.
Is that what the music's actually
yes.
like? Oh my god.
That is what the game looks and sounds like.
Oh my god.
That's my 60-year-old dad. He likes country music and works in IT for the government. After showing him the trailer, I asked him a couple questions.
How would you describe the visual style of the game?
The visual style of the... Very confusing to me. Old pixel versions of games. That's what I thought of. Was like I say, Doom. It was. It looked actually like it was fun.
He's not wrong. Cruelty Squad is the ugliest game I have ever played. It may be the ugliest game, full stop. I can say with absolute 100% confidence, I will never again recommend a game this ugly to anyone under any circumstances. No other game that ever will be made, is currently being made, or has ever been made will be nearly good enough to justify presentation this f***ing repulsive. If I had the option, I would have made this a YouTube video instead of a podcast, because unfortunately, words cannot describe just how abhorrent this is to look at. This isn't ugly because it was made cheap, or because it was rushed, or because it needed more people working on it, and it came out this year, so it's not ugly because it's old. No amount of age, absent funding, lacking dev time, or understaffed developers could ever possibly produce something this repugnant. This is intentional ugly, designed ugly. That doesn't even do it justice. It's weaponized ugly. A surgically precise affront to the senses. It even sounds bad. The characters' voices are like the Bizarro World version of Sans from Undertale. And their portraits all look like deep-fried meme versions of Slimer from Ghostbusters. And the sound effects are just as janky. That's supposed to be a car.
The audio, I did not like the music. I'm hoping the music is just for the trailer. Because if that's the music of the game, I couldn't listen to that.
But let's rewind the tape a little bit.
I can say with absolute 100% confidence, I will never again recommend a game this ugly to anyone under any circumstances.
Notice the again? That's because Cruelty Squad is maybe the best game I've played this year. The other games we've talked about on the show so far are very action-heavy. Cruelty Squad isn't. If you go in guns blazing, you die. Fast. At least early on. Later in the game, you can spend some money. There's a dynamic market where you can trade stocks, fish, and human organs.
That was kind of funny. Got a big kick out of the fact that he was selling livers and kidneys. And fish. The smelliest fish that exists.
and you can use that money to get some upgrades that make the loud approach much more viable. Either way you slice it, the game is surprisingly brutal. Things you kill explode into giant messes of blood. You can pick up their organs for later sale. Sometimes their blood lingers as a giant 3D object. It's all reminiscent of how enemies in Quake or a build engine game would explode into giant messes of jibs, but it's wrong. It's weird.
What would you say stood out the most to you about what you just watched?
What stood out the most to me? Certainly violent. It reminded me of Doom, but far more extreme than Doom.
It's also weirdly thematic. The ugliness and the violence are all there to serve a pretty staunchly anti-corporate, anti-capitalist narrative. Your character is an assassin working for a corporation, sent out to kill targets that work for other corporations. It's constantly beating you both in subtext and actual text that you are essentially a meat puppet being controlled by the big money of the company you work for. The game is about as subtle as a sledgehammer, but something about the way it explores its themes makes it so strangely compelling to me and my broken monkey brain. It's just over $20 on Steam right now. At that price, weirdly, I honestly still think it's an absolute steal for how fun it is once you get over the initial hurdle of it looking like Post Malone Smells. There's like a solid 30 to 40 hours of content here just for one playthrough between all the secret levels and stuff. For what it's worth, even my boomer-ass dad was charmed enough by the trailer to say he'd buy it on sale.
I was thinking $10 as I was going through this, and I think that would be fun for $10.
I found out while I was writing this that the actual gaming press has been talking up Cruelty Squad all year, so I'm late to the party on this one, but it's so good and so unique. It being so ugly and weird is part of what makes it charming. It's like how Skyrim wouldn't be as fun if it wasn't completely broken. Give it a try if you have some cash to spare. Just be a little patient with it, and if you have photosensitive epilepsy, stay as far away as possible. It's an affront to the senses even for someone who doesn't. I think it might actually kill you if you do. Dead Simple is written, narrated, and edited by Steve Berhart. Music provided courtesy of Alibi Music, WeStar Music, and Consumer Soft Products. Special thank you to Robin Berhart for appearing in this episode of Dead Simple.